This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For some, it's a sizable paycheck. Mine is helping people wake up and inspiring them to accomplish their goals and live their very best life. These are my passion. That's what I'm going to do for you. That's why I created MoneyMakingConversation.com. I want you to stop tripping over small challenges and prepare to rise above the bigger obstacles that life will present to you. My next guest is Dr. Nicole LaBeach. She is president and CEO of Volition Enterprises Incorporated, a premier organizational development, or OD, firm specializing in the areas of coaching, training, change management, diversity, equity, and inclusion. She is the host. She is not only the host of the, she's now a host of a new relationship show called Put a Ring on It, which you may know from that fantastic song that Beyonce had several years ago. Put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. Show follows three longtime couples with help from Dr. Nicole LaBeach, who embark on the ultimate relationship test. From week to week, the couples are pushed outside their comfort zones to confront the question they've been afraid to ask. Is there really happiness ever after? I don't know. We'll find out. That's why I got on the show. Dr. Nicole LaBeach's wisdom has inspired the audiences of Essence Magazine, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, TD Jakes audiences, all these different things, Rolling Out Magazine, CBS Radio. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation. I'm going to call my friend. She's into the relationship business now, Dr. Nicole LaBeach.
Hello there, sir. How are you?
Well, I need to ask how are you. You know, you're out there in the relationship business in the middle of a pandemic. All I know is this. I would not want to be single right now. People wearing masks. You don't know if, you know, talking about you might have me making love and get the COVID-19. You kiss, you get the COVID-19. Holding hands, you get the COVID-19. I don't know if, is relationships a dead thing? What is the new way? Technology, the way you see somebody online and you just marry them? What you do? What do you can't hold hands no more. No. What you do?
That's not it. Please don't see them online and marry them. Good Lord. Then you'll be asking me how to help. I can't help if that's what you do. But, you know, first of all, it's a delight to be here with you. You are so wonderful and inspiring. And you might not remember, Rashawn, but you actually helped me when I first came on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. So just a little blast from the past of gratitude, because your footprint and presence has been so big over the years. So I absolutely thank you for that. I believe you have to thank people who helped you along the way. Mm-hmm. So you know, now that I'm in this relationship space and hosting this show, must we never forget? We must never forget those who came and helped to create the narrative.
Well, you know, the thing about that is that I appreciate you saying that, but now when I hear that a lot from people, and just like you, you're talented. And I've always been a person that, you know, it wasn't risky for me to give anybody an opportunity that I felt was solidly, had a solid understanding of their capabilities. And I always felt you had a solid mm-hmm. understanding of your capabilities. Plus you, because a lot of people, they're passionate about something, but then does that passion translate to the ability to succeed in it? And you, I always mm-hmm. felt, was the one. And so it's fun when I see that and I do, and I've done it a lot in my life, just trusting my natural instincts, Ms. Nicole, Dr. Nicole, is that when you, when mm-hmm. people say that to me, I go, yeah. And it doesn't really pop back in my brain until somebody reminds me, like, oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. And because, mm-hmm. because, you know, when you, I know how large the brand of Steve Harvey is, and large because I was there and I built it with him. And so, and when people were introduced to that massive audience, it really mm-hmm. did set in motion a major change. And you were in a position to take advantage of it.
Well, I appreciate it. I do. And, you know, this is a really exciting time, though it is a crazy time, right? You said it best with everything that's happening with COVID. It's like, people are like, Doc, how do you date? What do you do? And I say, you know, this COVID experience is really creating some boundaries that slow things down.
Thank you.
In a way that many of us probably would have benefited from if we were using some of these boundaries before COVID in how we were dating, right?
I agree with that.
Because slowing things down, what I say is, you know, dating is about collecting data. Mm-hmm. And when you slow things down, you get to really collect enough data to see, are you dating a representative or are you dating a full person? So what COVID has now done, it's forced people to take the time to do the due diligence of conversation and being cautiously connected so that they can have enough time to see who they're really dating.
And that's really important. And one of the popular lines of Steve Harvey's first book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, was the 90-day rule. And basically, that's what mm-hmm. you're saying in collecting data and being able to sit back and not immediately jump into a sexual relationship with a person. Understand, do they like your kids or don't like your kids? Do they like you? Do they like the food you eat? That 90-day period. And it translated to a major reason why that book was so successful. And you're saying the same thing here. The pandemic has slowed down quickly, maybe quickly jumping into bed with each other. Mm-hmm. And also, really identifying the lifestyle of that person that you may want a relationship with, or how are they? Where do they mm-hmm. live? Do they take care of themselves physically? All these things were some of the processes that were skipped to now being looked at in a different manner. And also because of mask, you know, you can't mm-hmm. exactly see who you're trying to create a relationship right off. And so you really need to get to know the person a lot more. And that also leads to long-term relationships. So those values you're talking about, the pandemic is not a good thing. We don't want to be in it. But from a relationship standpoint, it is forcing us to look into the person and not just the physical mm-hmm. or object.
Yeah. And how do they, you know, how do they handle their everyday? You know, have things appropriately changed for them as it should, right?
Right.
So even things like if they haven't skipped a beat, then that tells you something, because in this health crisis, you should be skipping some things. You know what I'm saying, Rashawn?
They still out there just, girl, ain't nothing wrong with here. Let's go. No social distancing. Just going out there just doing it.
Right, exactly. So if they're not skipping nothing, if they're still driving, you know, 150 miles an hour in their imaginary car on a road that's calling for 45, then all of that information is saying to you, okay, if this is how they're leading their life in this dynamic, Is this really the match made in heaven?
Right.
You know, so it's not a good thing. I agree with you. Lots of loss, lots of compassion for what we're all experiencing. But it is pushing people to be a whole lot more responsible with their heart and with their safety.
And that really, that's what it all comes down to, is the relationship, the essence of it. So when I look at your firm, you know, you're the president and CEO of Volition Enterprises, a premier organizational development. Mm-hmm. The term, the one thing that pops out to me is the word diversity. Because we've seen during this pandemic run, especially with the death or murder of George Floyd in Minnesota, that the push for diversity has been a huge calling card. You know, that's probably one of the reasons why Kamala Harris was chosen as the vice president-elect on the ticket for Joe Biden, was tied to diversity. I see women being elevated. I see men getting deals that didn't get deal. You know, the president of Freeform, she's female. ABC, you know, digital. All, there's a lot of African Americans who are ascending the ladder, and that word diversity really pops out. So during this time, how has the word, how have you, I wouldn't say the word benefit, how have you gotten calls to assist in an enhancing diversity platform? Talk about it over how 2020 has been different for the term diversity in the corporate and entertainment world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, my business partner and I, Crystal Khalil, I talk about her as well as my own journey. You know, when I was in the corporate arena, I was in senior leadership for News Corporation, which is a Fox parent company for all of the Fox affiliates. And, you know, diversity is such a challenged conversation in this country.
Right.
We have experienced George Floyd and that tragedy among so many others. But it's like I talk with my partner, Crystal Khalil, who is the first African-American executive for Porsche. Mm-hmm. She's no longer there. But what it took to have that part of her leadership narrative and what it takes for our diverse colleagues and peers to be recognized, it's quite interesting that often they've already done half of the work that they deserve, but have not received the benefit of. So in 2020, with all of this happening, what our firm has seen is, you know, a lot of companies saying, we don't know how to have this conversation. We're seeing memes where it's saying white people help. And we're seeing colleagues that there's something different about the way they're coming to work today. There's something different about their temperament and the sadness of still seeing the casual nature of a George Floyd death.
Right.
And we don't know how to talk to them. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to ask. We don't know what to do. And thankfully, we've had some really great conversations with corporations who've reached out and said, can you help? And what we said is, how connected are you to the solution that you're seeking? Are you stuck? Are you refusing to move? Where are you? And can we partner with you to answer the tough questions so we see what's next? So 2020 in that space has been a blessing that many firms like ours, not just ours, but many firms like ours, Rashawn, who are connected and committed to diversity, have been praying for. Mm-hmm. And now it's actually moving forward.
Right. And so that's what excites me. And doesn't excite to be the role that President Trump has played in the White House, you know, but what excites me is that when white people in general admit there is a problem, not tied to the fact that they've been forced there because of affirmative action or some legal legislature. Because I've always believed that, you know, don't deny me because of my color. Give me the opportunity because of my skill. And that's all we're asking when you start talking about diversity. Now, we're going to shift gears to come by where I really brought you on the show was you encountered a friend of mine. I'm going to call him a friend of mine because I did two movies with him, Will Packer, Think Like a Man, Think Like a Man Too. And we go all the way back to Stump the Yard. Now, you know, this weekly series is about following three couples, right, who have a long-term relationship, and they have not slid the ring on the finger, to put the ring on the finger. Now, what attracted you to you? Because that's a key moment right there, because, you know, women are interesting because men, we make decisions. We're kind of like, I call it satisfied animals. You know, in other words, if it ain't broke, don't mess with it. In other words, so why create change if nobody's asking for change? So we will ride out a relationship or a situation, whether it's long as it's not causing any disruption in our pattern of what we're doing, we're going to ride it out. And sometimes women would allow that to happen and don't want to create disruption because of fear of loss, a fear of ending something that they believe in. But sometimes you need disruption. And so when I read about this show coming out, and then I also read that it was being shot during the pandemic, I went, okay, I got to track this now. I got to find out because you're doing all the elements right there. Long-term relationship that don't have that have no sign of commitment. When I say commitment, I'm talking about putting a ring on that finger, and you're shooting it during the pandemic. The floor is yours, Dr. Nicole LaBeach.
Oh wow, that was loaded. Well, you know, Will Packer. First of all, he is the funniest dude. He's funny. Oh my God, He is just a personality unto himself. What a great guy. You know, saw the potential for this concept. And yes, we shot it in COVID. I, you know, take my hat off to the crew and to the executive producers because they kept us safe. They kept us tested. They kept the arena safe for us to do the work. And I really appreciate that. That should not go unsaid. But yeah, we have these couples who have been in a relationship for a long time. And the question is, are they stuck or refusing to move as it relates to moving forward with a ring, with an engagement that leads to marriage? So the premise of the show is, it's time. It's time to make a decision. Either you are willing to put a ring on it, or maybe this is not your happily ever after, and maybe you need to start a new situation somewhere else, and good luck on that if that's the way you choose to go. And I wanted to do the show because I wanted to hold the space for folks to really recognize that they're in the driver's seat of a lot of the narrative, and that this process would help them figure out where they really needed to be on this critical question of, is this who you should be co-creating your life with? Is this who you should be building a future with? Or should you be doing something else? So when it came across my desk, I was excited. I was like, wow, this is not going to be fun. To help some people and hold the space for them to do their relationships at another level. But I believed it was going to give some people hope that are experiencing this question in their own relationship, Rashawn, or they're just in a relationship and they just need some new tools to help them do the relationship better.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Nicole. And these three couples that are featured, were you a part of the selection process, or they were already selected when they brought you on board?
No, I mean, we talked about the folks and what was necessary and what was needed because, you know, people come into situations thinking the grass is greener.
Right.
And usually they have a list of what's greener, right? Mm-hmm. If you say, okay, so what would be better? Or what are you missing? They've got a proverbial list. So then when people come into their lives that quote unquote have the missing elements, then what do you do? Then what is it calling for now as it relates to your work to really see, is it those outside things Or is it some things going on within you that needs to be worked out and worked out in this relationship so that you can have something better than where you started? So, you know, it was something. And if you watch it, I think we're moving to episode 4 this week. When you watch it, you really see what it looks like to call all those things forward and say, no, let's not talk about it anymore. Let's be about it and see what we're really going to do.
And that's really the key. Here's the thing I always like to tell people, especially when you're getting into reality shows. You know, when reality shows first came out, it was a lot of fighting going on, throwing bottles and busting each other's side of the head. It really was deplorable for Black America to be on TV because we were fighting all the time. We were angry, especially a lot of the women. They were always shouting, cussing, and pulling hair and all that stuff. That was the portrayal of early, first out. They felt that the storylines had to be violent when it came to Black storylines. That's why I really like the shows that I'm starting to watch. Now, they appeal to me, but it still can lead to relationship issues being halted and treated in the negative. Like, for instance, we've seen the Melody Holt relationship end on their TV show on network because the fact that her husband was in another relationship. And so that ended in a divorce. And so when you become a host of a show, and there's nothing wrong with these couples. These are three couples that came on. Mm-hmm. Okay. They were living their life fine. You know, they were, whether they had a ring on it or not, they were cool. They were cool with it. Now, isn't there a certain amount of responsibility that you hold yourself accountable to make sure that you're not, you know, I guess using television as a tool for ratings, but not being creating a dysfunctional relationship for these couples where they end unnecessarily due to TV?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, the interesting thing for me is, you know, I was offered other television opportunities that I didn't feel really spoke to how I live my life, what I think is important, and my brand of really trying to help people in their relationships, in their leadership, in their business, move towards the vision that's valuable to them and value added to them. So all of those opportunities didn't fit. One of the things that I really liked about this one was I felt like, first of all, for the couples that come on the show, everything is not going the way they want.
Right.
And that's why they're coming on the show.
Right.
They really do have a presenting problem. And the presenting problem is someone of these two is not happy with where things are. So that checked the first box. Is there something authentically happening? Not just the sensationalism, or like you said, you know, folks are being violent and all that stuff because that doesn't fit who I am. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a problem. Are they really seeking to find a solution by doing some different things than what they've done before? Yes. Are they bought into the fact that there's a third party that can hold the space for them to ask and answer some of the critical questions? Yes. Now, do I believe that I'm the third party that can help them do that? And that really was my process because, you know, if they're coming on for the sensationalism, that's going to wear out its welcome soon because I ask a lot of tough questions and I don't have any assessment of what the answer is going to be. None. People say, well, Doc, do you know when you meet them if they're going to make it? No.
Right.
And they're like, how do you not know? I said, because people are made of behaviors. You can meet people, Rushan, and I'm sure you've done this. Mm-hmm. You meet people, you're like, oh, they'll never last. Oh, God, I'm going to go to the wedding and I'm going to get dressed up. But this is never going to last. And then 25 years later and grandkids, you look and you shake your head in silence.
I never saw this coming.
I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. Then you see some that are match made in heaven.
Right.
And 2 years later, you're like, what happened? Mm-hmm. So what I've realized is people in relationships are made of behaviors. And really, if they've got relationship friendly behaviors, they're going to have a greater shot. If they're being honest, if they're communicating, if they're finding tools. Listen, you need a hammer and all you got is a screwdriver. The minute you find out you got a screwdriver and it needs a hammer, what do? Are you the one that's going to keep using a screwdriver for a hammer job?
That's right.
Are you going to go get a hammer?
There you go. I love you. Come on, Doc. You throwing out the metaphors, you know, on me.
So once you see their willingness to be flexible and to do what's needed to fight for what they have or what they want, that's when you know if they've got a running shot. And I say to people, hey, that's on them to decide. I am just the catalyst to help them figure it out. And that's what the show provided. And when I saw that that's what Will was really trying to create, was something real, I said, count me in. Awesome. I'm with it. Let's do it.
Cool. Yeah. She said the word Will. That's Atlanta's busy powerhouse producer, Will Packer. You've seen him. He tackled all sorts of topics, from movies to Atlanta child murders to basketball scandals. Now, he launched a show several years ago, hosted by my man and nephew Tommy, called Owns Ready to Love.
He's introduced
a new reality. Like she says, the fourth episode is coming up. Please make sure you watch it. It's on the OWN Network. It's called Put a Ring on It. It was shot in an Atlanta mansion during the pandemic. So you need to watch it just for that. You get some dating habits, watching how people interact during the pandemic. When they holding hands, when they sitting across from each other, way across from the dinner table, when they sitting on opposite ends of the sofa. How do pandemic couples interact, even though they've been together for a long time? I know my wife, Dr. Nicole, she still won't let me take out to a restaurant. Nope, she will not let me do that. She will not let me do my daughter the same way. They said, we're comfortable. So a lot of people have not accepted the mask wearing from a social standpoint. And like you said, it does cause people to do pause moments in their lives to say, hey, I'm not comfortable with that. So I'm pretty sure what were the most, not trying to reveal in this series of the episodes that's aired so far, what are some of the moments that you realized this was a pandemic moment that has aired so far in the first three episodes?
You know, just like what you said, one of the things that was big for me that you won't see in the episodes is, you know, you're with a crew and you know, they're taking care of all of the things that are necessary to make the show happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize you've never seen their faces. It's like, wait a minute, we've been working together for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in the same dwelling. But I don't know what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
And that occurred to me when I finally saw one of the guys, we call him Mr. G. When I saw him with his mask hanging down, and I recognized in that moment, wow, I've been working with these amazingly talented people for weeks. And if I saw them on the street months from now without a mask, I would not know them. I was like, we are in a different time.
Like you said, you had stringent protocols, no hugs, no touching.
Yeah.
All the things were not used by the crew. They was wiped down immediately, sprayed and wiped down immediately, wearing a mask, because in the end, we all want to go home. And she is the host of this, I want to say, hot new show. Let's put the word hot new show with a hot title. Put your ring on it. Done by a hot big time producer and Will Packer, by hot host, Dr. Nicole LaBeach. Check it out.
Oh, I love you.
I want to leave me. I'm going to reach out to him, put some banners out there so I can post this stuff on my social media. Again, I'm so glad we reconnected, and thank you for those compliments.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. God has put me in a position to help a lot of people. And then along the way, when I help them and they come back and they compliment me or give me credit for something I felt it was just my duty to do, and the blessing that you are showing on TV today is a blessing to me that I did what I felt I had to do for you, and continue with your success. Okay, Doctor.
I appreciate you so much. Love to come back anytime.
Oh, you will be back. We got finales coming up here. Post talk and stuff.
What you say? We got more to do.
I'm telling you something, Doc. You know, I got a couple of ideas. I'm gonna call you with a couple of ideas. Me, you, and Will need to sit there. I got another idea of a show idea that's been bothering me for years in the relationship genre. So you're gonna hear from me this week, okay? And we said, Rashawn,
I love it.
I'm telling you something, Doc. You can say, Rashawn, that makes no sense. You need to stop calling me. Okay, stick to what you do. Okay, manage people, produce people.
I doubt that.
But I think
let me tell you, when humility needs humor, I doubt that I will be saying, "For sure, what are you talking about?" I doubt that. But good try, though. Good try.
So I'm probably go to LA tomorrow. So I think I'll be flying to LA tomorrow. But this week, maybe Thursday, I want to get on the phone with you. I got an idea that it's been good bothering me. Because it's been something that I've been dealing with, and I always thought about the what ifs of life when it comes to relationship.
Yeah.
I want to run it by you, okay? Because you're on a hot show.
All right, look forward to it.
I appreciate you, big timer. We talk soon. Bye bye.
Thank you.
If you want to hear more Money Making Conversation interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I'm your host.